Excellences,
Your Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, it is an honor for me to call to order the 48th session of the Universal Periodic Review. We will begin our session with the review of Italy this morning and El Salvador in the afternoon. Let me first of all draw your attention to the importance and the impact of the Universal Periodic Review since its inception. This mechanism continues to rely on the active participation of all member states of the United Nations. We are now moving towards the second half of its fourth cycle, and it is our shared responsibility to really make the most of this universal multilateral tool, particularly focusing on the implementation of the recommendations. I now come to the reviews which will be held during this session of the working group. Before we begin the first review, I would like to invite all delegations to respect the speaking time which has been established and to deliver their statements at a reasonable pace in order to ensure the high quality of interpretations provided by interpreters. All delegations are also invited to upload their statements on the online platform which is used for the registration on the speakers list, that is event, and that before the opening of the review that they have the intention of addressing. The availability of oral statements in a written form will make interpreters' work a lot easier, and it will also facilitate the work of the Troikas and the Secretariat in drafting the reports of the working group in the 48 hours following each review. Furthermore, all delegations should ensure that the delegations are uploaded in Word format so that they can be accessible to persons with disabilities. Speakers are also reminded that recommendations will not be included in the recommendation sections of the report unless they are specifically identified as such by the speaker. The reports of the working group will provide a factual summary of deliberations. They will only reflect the declarations, the statements made by delegations within the time which has been allocated for the statements. All speakers are therefore encouraged to make their recommendations at the beginning of their statement in order to ensure that they're taken into account within the allotted time. We would also remind all delegations that issues of a political, bilateral, and territorial nature must be excluded from our deliberations and that United Nations terminology must be used to indicate states and their territories. Furthermore, allow me to remind you that Resolution 16/21 of the Human Rights Council firmly rejects any act of intimidation or reprisals against individuals or groups which cooperate or have cooperated with the United Nations and its representatives and mechanisms in the human rights sector. I therefore would like to remind all states that such acts must be protected and they must ensure adequate protection against such actions. Finally, I wish to note that the delegates of four states under review received financial support in order to participate in this session through the Voluntary Contributions Fund for the participation in the UPR established by the Council in 2007. This fund, as well as the Voluntary Contributions Fund for Financial and Technical Assistance on the implementation of the UPR, provide essential support to states by ensuring greater, more inclusive participation and strengthening capacities at the national level. Allow me to remind you that in its Resolution 5130, the Human Rights Council encourages states to make contributions to this fund. Your Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, before we begin the first review, allow me to remind you that states under review have the possibility of being represented in person in room 20 or to participate remotely through pre-recorded video messages. Furthermore, the states make recommendations have the possibility of making their recommendations in person in this room or through pre-recorded video messages. Allow me also to remind you that because of the liquidity crisis affecting the operations of the Palais des Nations here in Geneva, opening hours of the Palais are established as from 8 to 7 p.m. and we must leave the building at 7 p.m. in order, because of the great interest in the UPR process and ensure inclusivity and participation, the Secretariat has ensured that the webcast is available in the 6 official languages of the United Nations throughout the 48th UPR session. Your Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, we will now proceed with the review of Italy. Before we begin, allow me to remind you once again that all delegations must upload their oral statements through the online registration speakers system event before the opening of the review that they have the intention of commenting on. Receiving oral statements in a written form will make the interpreter's work easier, as well as that of the Troikas and the Secretariat in preparing the reports of the working group after each review. Pursuant to Resolution 5/1 of the Human Rights Council, the review is based on the national report prepared by the state under review and the compilation report of United Nations information and the summary of information provided by other stakeholders, both of the latter prepared by the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. Before I give the floor to the delegation, I wish to inform you that interpretation from and to Italian has been provided by the state under review throughout the meeting. Interpretation in Italian will only be possible in this room on Channel 8 and not via the webcast of UNTV. And allow me to seize the opportunity to use for once one of Switzerland's national languages. It is an honor for me to welcome the Italian delegation and to give the floor to His Excellency Vincenzo Grassi, who is ambassador and permanent representative of Italy to the Office of the United Nations in Geneva, so that he can introduce